hey, this time it's the sun, it's the moon, it's the stars, one-third. Darkened out the sun, the moon, the stars, one-third of all of it. Lights out Luciferians. Hey, this is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. This is the voice of Shatter the Darkness, and we're glad that you're with us. It is now the 29th of June, 2010. Tick tock, the clock, continuing to move towards 2012. So many things and so many conspiracies and so many, predictions. But it is true, the kind of world that we're living in is breaking down. It is cracking up and breaking down. Spies in the United States by the hundreds, Russians. But we shouldn't be surprised. There are also Chinese and North Korean and all over the world. Listen, we've got a lot of individuals in the United States. They want secrets. They want to see how they can bring it down. They want to do a lot of things. There is a reason why, and it's a spiritual issue. It really is, because the bulging, surging presence of the dark side, ready to break through as never before in human history. Well, it's kind of it's doing all that it can do. One simple finger of God, the idea of a restrainer. There's restraint. Lest all hell break loose, it is God's hand that has, reached into a fallen world where we sin and where we die and where we go to hell. It is God that has reached in all along. The cross is the biggest, broadest, picture of the love of God and of redemption. And listen, I don't know where you're at on everything like this, but I want you to know that all the supernaturalism, all the energies and powers and events and voices and all of it, it all has a source. And one comes from the infinite God. That's one source. And then there's the source from the fallen cherub that has a variety. It's a smorgasbord of literally experiences that, entangle people, possess people, distract people, and even literally put lids over their eyes as they are used in the development of, the big bad globalists. I want to say welcome to all the believers in Christ out there, all the friends of this radio program. We are grateful to Steve Quayle for the time that he's given us. We've now stepped out because the funding has ended June 30th, tomorrow. And we've asked over the last week or so that if you want this show on, would you be willing, since we have no commercial products and commercial business backing, and we'd rather just simply put it out there and say, if you're willing to help and you believe it's beneficial, and the entire project of Shatter the Darkness, Preemption Broadcast, all that we do, hundreds and hundreds of MP3s, just like this one being done right now, all over in 80 countries. Altogether this year, 1,600,000 downloads, even the Russians and the Chinese. And it's all got evangelistic thrust to it. So listen, if you're a believer in Christ and you believe and God guides you and you trust that this is beneficial and would be for many others, we do need the kind of support that you can give. All you need to do, go to ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web, right in the area where it talks about the live programming and the archives. It'll say, help or support, or scroll down left-hand side. It'll talk about if you want to support this project. It does bring benefit if it does to you. Please understand there are literally, thousands and thousands. After all of this is done live, it's put up in archives in a couple of places, plus all that we do, hundreds of MP3s. And if you're new tonight, ShatterTheDarkness.net will have my background bio, all of what we're about, and hundreds of MP3s that are done outside even of this live show for the benefit. There's a course, Confronting the Powers. It's free. There's another course, Supernatural Apologetics. It's free. There's a series, Dark Rituals, Dark Powers, probably one of the most important series I've ever done. It's also free. If you do go to ShatterTheDarkness.net, you'll notice also where it talks about upcoming broadcasts. We have outlined broadcasts for all of July and part of August. And the reason is 4, 5, or 6 of you have sent in funds and have backed the program. And here we are. We're going to be on Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and Friday night, 6 p.m. live. Thursday night, we're going to continue to give to Hawk and to his good work. We will, off our site, have a 6 o'clock. You can go there anytime, get the broadcast, so you can keep up with the series on Thursday night. We'll have one up Thursday, but the live portion will be Hawk on the radio, and it's good to have him staying. So, listen, we're grateful that you're here. We're talking tonight about the fourth trumpet, the angel of God in prophetic dramatic announcement. It all affects the sun, the moon, the stars, and someone would say, why? Well, listen, if we travel to the future, I mean, everybody's looking at Webbots, Nostradamus, Edgar Cayce, all the predictions, Mayan prophecies. I mean, there are going to be even more and more and more as we go along. But again, going to a supernatural and infinite source that has proved itself infallible, accurate, all the time, we come now to one of the most important pieces of prophetic revelation in human history. It's the Apocalypse Jesu Christu, the revelation of Jesus Christ. We are in chapter 8. We have been going through the, well, chapter 4, 5, and 6, and the seven seals and the scroll, and now the trumpets sounded by the angels. And listen, don't get lost with the angel and the trumpet. It's part of the prophetic, dramatic, to bring effect. It is the announcement of God. It is the declaration. It brings decree. It brings out the revelation that nobody else has. Nobody else has this. And it's all about dealing with the Luciferic globalist agenda. Now, listen, we all talk about this. Conspiracy theorists around the world and books. I'm reading a number of books. Man, they're all around me. I like reading and studying. We're going to be engaging another conference. Anybody that wants to come to Las Vegas, Nevada, August the 27th and the 28th. Lynn Marzulli will speak. And well, I'll tell you what, take a look at our site. There's a link to it, and it will tell you about the speakers. I will speak on the 27th and the 28th if you can come to Las Vegas, Nevada, August the 27th, 28th. Conference time again. It's always a great time to meet everybody, too. We and even there, it's going to deal with the issues of the end of days and everything else. You're going to see people talk about end time eugenics and end time, you know, ufology. And Lynn Marzulli will probably be the top notch guy on that. You're going to see individuals. Minister Dante is going to talk about his new book coming out also. Dealing again with the concept of the sons of God, Nephilim, and the end of days. We are on some really crazy things going on. Anybody that has looked at all the gamut of things, DARPA, the old Levensborn projects, the goal of a super master race, super soldiers, all of that feeds elitists, Bilderbergers, Bohemian, Groveites, and all the rest. And it's not just stories. I mean, it's not even just biblically oriented believers in Christ that are talking about this. There are so many individuals talking about globalism, shadow government, shadow military, across the board. Nailing it down is the other side of the issue. Helping people out of it is very important. Everything the Spirit of God has shown is that the elitists, globalists, Luciferic Illuminists, well, they're going to be very, very arrogant going into it. They're going to be layered with deep, broad, well, the highest level of powers of darkness, masqueraded, of course, than ever in all of history. So you got to understand the layers and layers and layers of counterfeit signs, wonders, miracles, doctrines, false prophets. All that's going to be the layers and layers until the great chaos, the rise of Antichrist, and here it is. Now, the issue, though, right now is that, and again, in my opinion, Antichrist is already out there. The conquest has already begun some years ago. The spiritual spirit of Antichrist, that is developing. Please understand, the Antichrist will be operative maybe more years behind the scenes than he will be as he's out the apocalypse, the unveiling and ruling. But clearly globalism's coming. Political, military ideologies will merge under a supranatural blending. And there is an ultimate reason, but here we're going to talk about again. Because of what they're doing, even in the beginning, by the time of the mid part of the tribulation, going into what is called the Hathalipsa, the Hamagali, the great, the tribulation. Check it out. Revelation 7. You know what's going to happen? The worldwide edict to shed the blood of human beings that believe in Jesus, like Stephen. Look at the persecutions against believers in Jesus in Rome. And then throughout the history, Fox's Book of Martyrs, a great book to read by their blood. Or the stories off the web, and if you're engaged with, and I know some folks from Voice of the Martyrs, the persecution continues. And it's a spiritual thing, it really is. I'm talking about real believers who simply believe in Jesus, proclaim Christ, and live out the love of God and the mission of God. I mean, what's wrong with that? What was wrong with what Jesus did? He raised people from the dead. He healed people. He brought back to life a young child and gave back to the parents. He opened the eyes of the blind. I mean, what did Jesus do? He fed thousands of people. You've got to understand the nature of the dark side and then how it manifests in political systems, military systems, and false pseudo-religious structures. How do you tell? Well, when they're antichrist and when they are violent against the simplicity of Christ and the gospel, which forever will be the power of God that has led people and right now will lead people to a personal an eternal relationship with God. Now, I tell you what, I've walked this way now for 35 years or more. And I'm again compelled by the Spirit of God to bring you this, what, again, God has given. The fourth angel blows his trumpet. And it's just not a sound. It is grabbing the attention. It is the announcement. And clearly, Revelation 8 says this, a third of the sun was struck. You know the Greek word struck, plaso? I mean, literally, this little word means struck like lightning strikes. That's how quick. It is smitten. It is struck like lightning would strike. A third of the sun, a third of the moon, a third of the stars, and they were darkened. And there was no light for a third of the day. And there's also, again, because the moon was to be the light of the night. There's no light during the night for a third of it either at all. Lights out globalists. Lights out Luciferians. Lights out super soldiers. Listen, to those that monitor the show, I hope that God has begun to crack in to that hard shell of deception. Because your life is valued at the foot of the cross. As a human being, there's no one else like you. As a human being, all of us lost, sinned, dying, hell-bound, outside of the cross of Christ. There, all of hell knows, all of heaven knows, the power wielded by Jesus Christ. It's why all of hell trembles at the name of the infinite, once God in human flesh, now back to the glory with the Father. Soon coming. But there's trouble, my friends, in the streets. And that's not just the rioters up there in Canada causing $1 billion of expenditures for the Canadian government. You talk about anarchy. That's a scratch of what is about to occur. So yes, prepare in many ways. I've shared, and I'm going to do this in the weeks to come. I'm going to be reading the first section of the book, The Black Awakening, that deals with the prophetic picture. How I see it happening as an individual. how I see it happening and living through it as an individual. Coming up, we're going to do that in the new series coming up, and we're going to begin to, in July, finish the series on Dark Rituals, Dark Powers, all the way into the Psi Wars, remote viewer, astral projection issues, and ESP versus HSP. All of these series now will be finished in this live hour that we've been given, along with the other things that we do on the weekends. So we're glad you're here. And just to take a moment here at a quarter after, we only have 1 hour, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I want to welcome any new listeners tonight. My name is Russ Dizdar, and listen, we are moving from shatterthedarkness.net website, all the information that we have, and then also preemption broadcast. So if you want to know everything, take your time, but there's hundreds and hundreds of MP3s, teachings, this month alone, off the website, about 100,000 downloads of the MP3s and the teachings and so forth, and over, just off the website there, over 60 countries of the world. So we're grateful, we're glad that you're listening live, and we'd like for you to just send us a note every once in a while. Maybe tonight, many of you can send a note saying, hey, here's where we're at, and I appreciate getting notes from individuals in the last couple of days out of Maryland, out of Tennessee, out of Montana, out of other places across the United States. Send me a note. Tell me you're listening, and let me know, as a believer, you are putting some prayers up. We do ask for those prayers to be put up our direction also. Prayers for this show have been put up, prayers that would ask God to stretch out his hand to you, and bring ministry to you. And that would include even those who would consider themselves in this point in time, well, even if they say that we're enemies. There's an underbelly, it's developing, but in God's unveiling of the future, not only of the conquest of the Antichrist, the unprecedented, unbridled chaos that will happen worldwide to bring collapse, the economic and food chain issues and collapse, and then wars and skirmishes and plagues and whatever else, and the beasts of the earth, a fourth of mankind affected and killed. Now, you can read about that in the Four Horsemen of the book of Revelation, chapter 6. You can read about the slaughtering of believers in Christ and the edict to try to go worldwide. But God has, as with Saul of Tarshish, when Jesus, the living Christ, brought him to his knees. And, of course, Saul cries out, you know, who is it? And Jesus responds, it is I. You know, it's the Lord Jesus Christ whom you are persecuting. Every Luciferian globalist, undergrounder, brotherhood, or super soldier, real Satanist. Well, let me tell you something, that the hatchet you swing against a believer in Christ, a human being who simply believes and embraces God in Christ, you've got to understand that it is seen, it is known, and there is response. Obviously, in Herod's case, in Pharaoh's case, gosh, go back to the Old Testament, because there is this massive, supernatural, high-level occultic, if not Nephilim-oriented, Egypt, Pharaoh, and in the engagement of releasing human beings from that bondage. The judgments of God that came included, well, lights out. Everything going dark. So it's not that this did not occur before in regions. Now we're going to the point of global. The seven trumpets, and what they announce is a pouring out of judgment on the globalists, on the Luciferic one-worlders. It is smart targeting by God. It is knock, knock, knock. Time's up. It is a wake-up call, and it's coming. Not only a third of the earth, the trees and the grass, not only a third of the seas and the fish and the ships, not only a third of the fresh waters and everything else, but in this layered approach, as if God is trying to get the attention. See, deep-seated globalists, even New Agers right now, are believing, well, they're going to evolve and become the gods. They're going to control destiny. They're going to be able to, by sheer thought, create things. The concept of godhood and them ruling creation is going to be nixed. They're going to be brought down to their knees as God touches the broken, fallen, infected creation, letting the globalists, Antichrist, and all those, and I hope right now and when it does occur, know they are not the gods of the earth. Never have been, never will be. That creation is sustained by God and broken into by God, and the biggest, broadest, get your attention type judgments are coming. Tonight, the 29th of June, we're talking about the fourth trumpet. The sun. Think about the sun for a moment. I mean, this is massive, the sun. And it is, something I felt when I was outside today here in Northeast Ohio. Very beautiful out, 71 degrees, sun is shining. I can feel it on me now as I'm inside here at 624. And I can feel that I've been outside because of the sun, not really burned, but I can feel it. The sun. Without it, we could not exist. The sun. God will cause a third of its shining, of its effect, will be blocked out. I mean, if you go back to Joel, go back to the fulfillment of the prophecy on the day of Pentecost, of the coming of the Spirit of God, and the promises of, well, things going dark, moon turning blood red. Here, a third, sun, moon, stars. There's a Greek word, smitten. It means struck as sharply and as quickly as if lightning strikes. It would seem almost out of nowhere God is telling the Luciferians, the globalists, the embracers of Antichrist, however he sold or sells himself out to the world, you're not in control. You're not in control of creation. God demonstrates his control over creation and limiting sun, moon, and stars and their effect. And one-third of the daylight hours are cut short. One-third of the nighttime, as far as anything shining. Darkness falls. Now, that will get the attention. Hey, listen, when the lights go out in my house, and they've done this before, we've had that happen just before a show one time. Everything went out. And when everything goes out, all kinds of computer lights and little lights and blue light and red light over here and all of the other things, and they all go out at the same time, just like that. Now, could you imagine how this will bring effect to millions after years of giving into and bringing about the rise of the world teacher? And then the great chaos, and then their rise to power, the regime, by middle time of the tribulation days, will be in its apex of power. It will seem to be like out of Daniel that the little horn makes war on the saints, that he conquers it, that he's a stern-faced king. And, you know, there's going to be severe control. And he's just finished the edict, the attempt to annihilate any human being that's not part of his system. That's how it usually is in the underground. Either serve it or be annihilated right here and now. Obviously, part of it deals with the spiritual. Even the occultists know that real believers in Christ who have the Spirit of God in their lives, they simply are a stumbling block to the dark spiritual evolution that's going on. There are those out there that are believers in Christ and leading others to Christ all over the world. Millions are still turning to the living God in Christ. The Spirit of God is operative to the end of days. Christ said he wouldn't leave us or forsake us all the way to the end of the age. He would walk with us always. And so even as I am here, his presence, his power, his hand is felt and known and acknowledged. May God's grace minister to you. May God's power affects you tonight. May his love draw you if you don't know him. And in the midst of what is happening in the world around us, as the undergrounders meet in the secret places, listen, I'm just now reading Daniel Estulin's book, The Shadow Masters. You know how he's been out there bringing exposure to the Bilderbergers for years, as has Alex and others. A few that have tried to do this with Bohemian Groveites. And those are only, listen, some. The black nobility, the black flame of the Nazis, you know, it's a global thing. They know. They listen. And by our engagement over the years, they monitor. They mark. If you're a strong believer in Christ and especially a spiritual leader, and if you've listened to on air people like Steve Quayle, people like Tom Horn, people like PID Radio and others, then you've got to understand that those who live in the shadows with supernatural shielding, a secret power of lawlessness, those that are there right now, before the great chaos, it's part of the plot. Those that are going to be in the way, they want to mark so that during the great chaos, they can eliminate. Well, God responds. Here's the warning. Here's the heads up. Lights out. And so I would say by the providence of God, by God's design, and by the authority of Jesus Christ, and may his presence and power break through to those who've already acquired dark powers that bend their mind and grip their cardia, the heart, the centrality of your will, mind, emotion. You see, the word of God can come to your heart. See, the prophecies of Scripture, even out of the book of Hebrews, when it tells us that everything that can be shaken will be shaken. I've already said concerning the judgments coming on the earth, on the grass, the trees, the sea, the fresh waters, on all of it. Even now with the sun and the moon and the stars, God has the ability to affect all of it because God is infinite. Creation is but a speck. The totality of the universe, my dear friends, the whole material universe, all of the particles, molecules, atoms combined, is but a speck in comparison to the infinite existence, presence, being, and nature of God. God upholds it all. God is able to intervene. And so when there are those that embrace the Luciferic agenda to become gods, to take everything and claim everything. I mean, that Ezekiel 28 issue and Isaiah 14 issue is the dark side sought to take the place of God. And that's been here on the face of the earth true for millennia. And God's revelation is telling us what's happening in the world's not a crazy thing. It's part of the sequence of satanic evolution. He is lifting his head out of the satanic waters. The full force of a new order regime is coming. Mankind on his own cannot stop war. Mankind, fallen mankind, cannot stop rape and theft and crime and disease and dying. Mankind cannot stop 1 hour in a day. Mankind cannot cause the sun, the moon, the stars to go dark for a third. God demonstrates again, God is God and you and I are not. God is God and Satan is not. God is God. Bilderbergers are not. God is God. The fallen cherub, Homo Satanus Antichrist is not. God is God, Maitreya is not. God is God, Mahdi is not. God is God, the world teacher, New Agers, is not. And so as God brings smart, targeted judgment to the beast kingdom, to those of you who are the true globalists, Luciferians, those of you that believe you're the troops of Antichrist, you sit back in supernaturally cloaked darkness, watching and observing and waiting for the day of all hell being unleashed. Yeah, you're going to have your day, your time, but only because God removes the restrainer. If you haven't understood at this point, Luciferian, that everything you have experienced, grasped, and believe is not only a demonstration of finite, well, the limits, great limits of finite existence, but the lies, the things that have not been fulfilled. You can go ahead and join, take the mark down the road, worship the image of the beast, seal your fate, and stand one day at the great white throne judgment. In the book of Ezekiel, God clearly speaks living words today that he would rather, see, he takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but rather that you would turn. Today is your day. Today is the time. Today the Spirit of God summons. There will be a day if you die or if Christ returns. No one will ever have the Spirit of grace beckon them, call them, tap them on the shoulder, speak into their heart about the love of God, the grace of God, the forgiveness of God. You trample the blood of the Son of God now. You insult the Spirit of grace one day. In death or in the end, God withdraws the offer. It is obvious in the seven trumpets that are sounded by the seven angels that are declaring judgments of God in a limited scale, limited scope, demonstrating God's authority and sovereignty and power and ability as he targets and brings judgment to the beast kingdom. Then in the context, as you read all of the context of chapters 8 and 9, there's no question there was an intent that there would be repentance. That even there in the future, God would rather that you would not perish, that you would not lose your soul, that you would not lose your life, because that is forever and you'll never have a chance to come back. That is, you know, listen, spit in the face of God now, desire not to walk with God now and embrace the finite gods and goddesses and your own false godhood. Well, listen. It's all about really who is God. Question is, are you God, the infinite God with no beginning or end? Well, Satan can't say he is. He's not. And he cannot, has not, never will be able to evolve into infinity. You just can't. You got to be that already. So as God brings smart judgment, smart targeting, and all the believers in Christ should know that if you're in Sudan, if you're in Russia, if you're in China, if you're in Arabic countries, if you have been in South Africa, if you've been a part of the killing of thousands and thousands of human beings already, there is a payday one day. There are the souls of those whom the dark side seeks to eliminate from physical existence, but there they are, their souls, under the altar, crying out to God, how long? How long? God's response, go read it. Take it in, chapters 4, 5, 6, and 7 in context. God says, until the rest. Oh, that's right, there'll be more believers that will lose their lives through plotted, planned, purposed cleansing, they'll call it. Whether in the night, whether in secrecy, however how it's done, is going to be like the Nazis. Listen, you've got to understand, before the first carcass of a human being was thrown into the ovens at Auschwitz, it was plotted, planned, worked on, developed. There was an inspiration for it. Where did it come from? I'm going to tell you again, it came from Hell's Kitchen. Sitting at the primary chair, the fallen cherub. If you do not understand the biblical revelation of the dark side, if you're just simply a New Ager, believing in positive and negative energies, you will never be able to grasp the deception that may have seized you to the point that you believe that it's the light, that you're a light worker, that you're dancing with the angels. If it has all led you away from the living, real Christ of God at the cross, you've been blinded by a light that flows from hell itself. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so they cannot see. The light of the glory of the gospel of Christ, who is the icon, the image of God, the visible, seeable of the invisible. Would you take a few moments to consider your life? May the Spirit of God summon you, speak to you, and convince you. Your soul, singular life, is absolutely vital. Never has been, never will be anything like you in the face of the earth. Contrary to the horrific, sad deception of reincarnation, you are an individual known by God, unique. You and I once to bear the majesty of Imago Dei and be eternal. But hell broke in, per se. Genesis 3, humanity agreed, spit in the face of God, embraced the alternative, and look what we... Listen, how are we doing with this? Listen, humanity, how you doing with sin? How you doing with hell? How you doing with war and rape, disease, injustice? How you doing with that, human history? Have you fixed it? Have you annihilated poverty, hunger, starvation, famine, plague, disease, war, crime? Has humanity, embracing the Luciferic alternative spirituality, pulled itself up by its bootstraps and become gods? What a laugh and what a horrific disgrace. Have we not hung our heads in shame, looking at the mess we've gotten ourselves into, only to have our chins lifted by the finger of God's Holy Spirit, the grace, pointing us to a cross where a sinless Lamb of God, Luciferians, Antichrist servants, fear the wrath of the Lamb of God. The little glimpse they get, if they're wearing a wig, I'm sure it will blow it off. I'm sure if their pants buckle is loose, their pants are going to fall, their jowls are going to drop when this glimpse of God and of the Lamb. Did you know that God will give a witness? I wonder if Richard Dawkins will be there in that day, looking up, trying to believe in some kind of godless, atheistic, humanitarian hope. Embracing the Antichrist. Because he thinks he's a superhuman great guy. Will Richard Dawkins be there looking up into the skies when that glimpse of God and of the Lamb is shown? You see, in the future, that's going to happen. In the future, there will be that breaking open of the heavens and a glimpse. Check it out again. Revelation 6, Revelation 7, Revelation 8. Read it in context. That's going to happen in the future. The reality is, God has is and will always be there all the time. The Lamb of God, when Christ gave his life at the cross, prior to that day, in prayer, "Father, return to me the glory I had with you before the creation of the world." My friends, do you know this is Yahweh Adonai in human flesh? Do you know this is Emmanuel that came? The angels of God did, the demons of hell did, but the problem is fallen mankind. The question is, do you want to be God, and can you be? You really going to believe that you can be? If you look back to the Gnostics and look to old Hinduism and old Buddhism and all the spiritual streams, and even the Mayans, No one since the fall of the human race has ever, by embracing the lie, evolved and become God. Good news is, God is waiting. God is not willing that any perish. And I pray that all believers listening tonight, again, struck by this love of God. Remember Christ outside of Jerusalem? Oh, Jerusalem, oh, Jerusalem. How often I would have taken you up. He would have embraced them. But Jesus says, God in human flesh, visiting Israel, says, but you willed, the Greek word thelema, you willed not. Listen, if you choose not to walk with God in this life, one thing's guaranteed. You don't have to worry about him in the next. There's no chance. No indestructible immortality, no God to wipe away your tears for eternity, no God to look at face to face and to learn the answers. The breathtaking glimpse and existence in eternity simply will not be yours. As a human being, I would beg you, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. May the things of earth grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. For all the globalists, and most likely Bilderbergers and Bohemian Groveites and all of the ones who've infiltrated the systems and are developing everything and moving in that direction, overwhelmingly, they're not listening to me. They've either taken the book of Revelation and twisted it. By the way, let me say this, because I've heard somebody lately try to interpret the book of Revelation by astrological signs. Very dumb, very stupid. Finite, astrological, occult-oriented astrology cannot interpret the infinite spirit of God's revelation of the book of Revelation. You cannot interpret the word of God by occult means. You can't use numerology. You can't impose this on what has come from the infinite. If anyone is led by finite, occult, fallen spirits in any, I don't care if it's the Ouija board, tarot cards, numerology, astrology, I don't care if it's remote viewers getting information and data from the Akashic Records. With that link up, you will never connect to the revelation of God the Holy Spirit. But by God's providence, it may be that the Spirit of God strikes you today, opens your eyes, you hear the Word of God. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him would not perish but have eternal life. You ever read the next verse, John 3:17? For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save. And so that's my compelling. It's not that God condemned the world in Christ. He came to save it. I'm so happy to pronounce to you that Christ has come for you. I'm so happy that in the context of a world that is cracking at the seams, of a dark side that is bulging at the seams, and at the soon coming, massively rapid-paced events, there's not a whole lot of time. Believers need to go spiritually hog wild in reaching everyone they can for Christ and becoming the greatest prayer powerful warrior that you could ever possibly be. You need to know the Word of God, walk with the living Christ, be clothed with the power of the Spirit of God. You know what? Read the book of Acts. Great field manual for the end of days. And by the way, I want to say again, thanks to those, including Linda and Karen, and a number of others that had contacted yesterday, and even during the night later on contacted to say, hey, just wanted you to know we're listening. And we deeply appreciate that. Some of the questions that have come in, we've already sent out responses this morning. I know in the past we've been up to 800 emails behind, but we've been lowering that. And we have been getting closer and closer and closer for dealing with how many come in per day. So we appreciate everybody that has sent in a word, and we'll continue to let our dear friend Danny from down in Johannesburg, South Africa, know that we're praying and thinking. Cody up there and, well, the Scandinavian countries, prayers and blessings up there. Karen, we think about you. Many others that have sent a note over, well, just simply, we appreciate you being there. Listen, we got 12 minutes left tonight. I got to give you two more things tonight before we close out. One, don't forget the conference in August. Two, ShatterTheDarkness.net website has hundreds and hundreds, hundreds of downloads, absolutely free. Everything on the site is free. Much of the courses we used to offer for price are all free now. Most all of those, except for the brand new ones, they're all going to be offered as free. You're talking hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. If you've been benefited, if you have been benefited from the live show, if you believe it should be here, then we do ask you to pray about it, think about it, invest in it. All you have to do, shatterthedarkness.net. Take a look where it says, you can help this work. That's all. You can help this work. Read it over, and thank you again in the last couple of days, in the last literally 10 days. 6, 7, 8 of you have enabled us to go to the Global Star Network and say, you know what, we got all of July and part of August paid for in advance. We won't do it any other way. If the doors are open, we'll do it. If they are closed, we'll look for alternatives. So check out the site and take a look at the daily things that are coming. And let me say these words. The seven trumpets of God are announcing a sequence of limited but yet massively, I mean, the whole world will know. The entire earth will be impacted by these events, by these judgments. These are not the movements of the dark side, not the chaos and the rise of it. These are not the events of the dark side. These are the judgments of God. The edict to slaughter believers worldwide, that's part of the events of the satanic, their playbook. It's in their book. It's already there. They're not going to think this up later on. It's already plotted. When you read about it in chapter 7 and 8, when you read about it, you're going to see that every nation, every tribe, every language, every people group, That means that there are Luciferian Antichrist supporters everywhere that will be involved in the attempted annihilation. God will respond to you. God will unleash a fierce sequence of judgments. And oh yes, millions upon millions upon millions connected to the Antichrist will die. Luciferians, Bilderbergers, political, military, all across the board. Now, you're not going to die just once. There's the second death. Anybody a part of the second death, man, it's over for you for eternity. You've lost it all. Jesus said it many years ago. What would it profit a man if he gains the whole world, yet loses his own soul? You can't save your own soul. You can't redeem your own soul. You can't cleanse your own soul. You can't empower your own soul. You can't force your own dead to God fallen self and give yourself eternal life. You just can't do it. Cryonics, the old stuff. You can't think that you'll download yourself into the computer, right? You can't escape. Listen, payday someday. That's what this is all about. All the believers and all those in countries where part of your family has been annihilated. Judgment is in the hands of God. Romans 12 tells us, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. So we leave room to God, who can bring perfect justice and judgment. So to the Luciferians, the real ones, to those that embrace this other cause in your rejection of Christ in critical mass, anti-Christian cause, it will be responded to. And for other believers in Christ, you can go back to Ezekiel 5 or Zechariah 13. You can go to the book of Joel. You can go to Amos 8. You can go to some of these places where it speaks about issues of one-third, about this, that everything goes dark. You can read about how everything will be shaken. And here, mark it down, the beast kingdom, in the pinnacle of its power, existence, rule, control, in the pinnacle of its power, will be struck again and again and again and again and again. In the context of the seven trumpets, the assumption and call to repent, we're going to find out prophetically, even when the judgments of God are designed and limited and would call hardened, maybe demonized, committed to the Antichrist individuals to come out, we're going to find out that God has the biblical, the prophetic, the infinite picture of exactly what they will do, who they are, and what they're going to do. Listen, if you're involved with the spirits right now, if you're involved in the New Age, if you are embracing occultism, if you are someone that believes in the Mayan stuff, or you're going to be elevated through a spiritual evolution to a new day of human consciousness, and you think that somehow by some quasi-evolutionary spiritual wave that humanity is going to change, what you've been told, you've been lied to, like in the beginning. It will lead you out, hook in your nose so far, tantalize your emotions and your mind. Like Eve, it will look pleasing. To millions, the New Age movement, Maitreya under and connected with Benjamin Krim, even among millions, the Mahdi, sounds good. Amazing, isn't it? If not for the grace of God, the piercing great grace work of the Spirit of God, the Word of God to liberate, if not for the cross, where would you be? As believers, raise your arms, close your eyes, embrace your God, know His presence, His power, and the call that He gives us. Greater is the one who's in you than he's in the world. An authority given to us to trample and crush the dark powers. A mission given by God in which the living Christ would walk and operate among us. That's what we are to be doing. Occupied till he comes means be involved, all ablaze for God and his mission. Not sequestered, hidden in a rock, off the grid only. Remember the story of the talents? Gave talents to one, talents to another, talents to another. One produced so many things. Another produced some things. They're both blessed and given more. To the one that produced nothing but hid the talent, hid God's grace, hid God's giftings, hid God's word, hid it in the ground. They were considered a wicked servant. Don't live like a squeamish, anemic, defeated believer. That is an anomaly. That is an atrocity. That is the opposite of the power of salvation, of God's Holy Spirit, of development in Christ and what can be done. By faith in God, this God that I'm talking about, Hebrews 11 says, they administered justice, they conquered kingdoms, they did so many things. What is your prayer life going to be like? What is your witnessing life going to be like? In light of these revelations of the future, infallible, irrevocable, no one's going to alter them, payday someday, will you warn the Luciferian, the Satanist, the super soldier, even now? Amazing thing that before the show tonight and before this one simple hour on the 29th of June 2010, the sense of the Spirit of God's providence, both live and what will occur with this later on. How it will get into the hands of those who need it the most. It's always amazing to me. It's amazing to me that Russians are downloading, Chinese are downloading, those in Bangalore, India, all over the world. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. Blessings in Christ. Good night.